still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Here's the thing I hate about that statement. About like,
what
it's one of your stubborn things. Maybe I just don't like something. It's absolutely possible.
I think basing the whole beach of Massachusetts on one beach experience at a shitty fucking beach at that. Nantasket is the shittiest beach besides like Wollaston. That's way in the
back. And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn and Lord of Laughter, the apparent petty Old Man Wade, and I'm sitting here in my lovely life.
Hey.
With our normal, more enthusiasm than always. And also here, via the internet, via the interwebs, the pinnacle of political perfection, the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior, Super Bowl Gabby.
Yo, what up, everybody? And I think the proper term is Al Gore's internet.
My bad.
It's okay.
On Al Gore's internet.
Al Gore's internet.
Yeah. So, on a count of on 3, 2, 1.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, baby. How you doing
good
today?
Good old beer. Good old beer.
Good old generic brand beer that we're not promoting because they're not paying us. Generic beer.
I'm drinking a nice Old Man Wade ale. What is this? I don't even know what this is.
I'm drinking the Old Man Wade sauce.
Old Man Wade sauce?
Old Man Wade sauce.
That sounds gross.
It's creamy.
It's a cream stout.
Old Man Wade cream stout?
Old Man Wade cream stout. That's friggin' hilarious. What's going on, old man? How you been?
Doing good, doing great. Feeling great, yeah. Feeling good. How are you?
I can't complain. Like, it's hot as hell out here.
Yeah, 91 fucking degrees today.
It's crazy. Yo, New England, us New Englanders aren't built for this type of weather.
No, we're built for it. We just, you know, just suck at it.
We just, yeah. Because we're surly people without the heat. So, you bring the temperature up a little bit. There's going to be a couple of fist fights.
Yeah, but we'll find a way to fucking be mad and angry or something, so.
Yeah, true.
So, babe, how you doing today?
You talking to me?
Well, you're a babe.
I mean, I don't know. Super Bowl could be your babe. Y'all spend a lot of time together.
The Super Bowl's not babe. either your babe.
Wait,
or
what?
Either your babe or Lavelle's babe. There's only two.
Oh, okay. There's not one.
Super Bowl ain't about that life.
Yeah. You about that life like you like the, like beaches? Give it a try. You never know. You might like it. Asshole.
Not good.
Completely different.
No, it's not.
You wouldn't even go tubing in New Hampshire. Not tubing. You wouldn't even go to the clean water in New Hampshire.
Because that water was dirty as shit.
It's not dirty, Mark. It's from the fucking mountains. It's the spring water that you drink. That's so where it comes from the springs.
We're having a nice, gentle conversation about old man Wade not liking the beach. And Super Bulk in his wonderful life, as he likes to say, we're trying to convince him to get his sexy ass on the beach.
I don't like the beach. What can I say? I don't like the beach. I don't like fingers in my butthole. I don't like fish. So yeah, there are things I just don't like.
There is something to say about a finger in the butthole, bro.
I've heard, but that one bad experience with someone trying to do it and didn't tell me ruined me. So I'm all set.
It better be a surprise.
You know what, though? There is one thing I may be down. I would let Cardi B and Meg do it. Take a finger in the butt for this wet-ass pussy.
Oh, wow. Have you seen Cardi B's nails, though? I don't know if I'm down for that, bro.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I just
something's going to get scratched.
Well, there's an internet I've been trying to get for a while, so. Oh,
Yo, yeah, welcome to the Old Man Wade Show.
Oh, man.
So, what's on the docket today, old man?
So, since we're already here, and I was actually the first thing on there now, so we have the WAP lyrics. So
you had an interesting write-up on that.
Yes, you can find that on, if you Google fan-cited And Mark Lynch, you'll find me on there at an article on it. A couple of them, actually. One breaking down the lyrics and the other one talking about men getting mad at the song or fucking idiots.
And I also posted an image. It might have been an image or a link to a Twitter, to a tweet of Ben Shapiro and all of his white supremacist type talking just going through WAP lyrics, which is very interesting.
So I'm gonna play that, but before we get into this though, I do want Valkyrie's opinion on that, because we had a brief discussion on the WAP lyrics, and like men like reacting the way they did, and I think you summed it up perfectly about why men are actually so angry about it.
Well, before you get into it, just to set the stage here, WAP it means wet ass pussy, and it's a song. If you don't know about it, you're probably under a rock, but it's a song, it's a Cardi B song featuring Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, so thanks for giving the breakdown as a case, because people may not know about it, it's something. So, Valkyrie, what are your thoughts on, first off, what do you think about the song?
I don't mind the song, it doesn't bother me. I was trying to figure out, I was talking to you the other day, so it's called WAP,
yeah.
But they have it W.A.P,
yeah.
Which remind me of the movie BAPS.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody...
Beautiful African Princesses.
Yes. So
I don't... Halle Berry, right?
Yep. Yes, and I feel like they were doing a play off of it with the video. I was explaining it to him the other day, because when the opening of the gates opening in front of the mansion happens in the movie, and then the way they're dressed in the very beginning with the long nails and the, like, beehive hairdos, it's lower scale.
That's a dope connection. I don't see that. I think you're right.
I think I am, but I don't know, because I haven't read anything that says that. But I was like, oh, shit, they're playing off of WAPS. I mean, off of BAPS.
Yeah, and I didn't peep until she brought it up as well.
I was like, I love that movie. That movie was, like, so stupid. It came out in the 90s. I just know
Dennis Rodman was in it at the end.
Was he?
Yeah.
And that movie with the song, there a lot of people make a lot of feminist, like a feminist connection to that movie. And I've seen the same thing with the song as well. So that's pretty interesting. That's
wow. Yeah. I didn't until she said it, I didn't even pick up on it. And I remember that movie, but I'm like, oh shit. So what do you think? So that's what you brought up from the video, but what do you think about the song in general?
Honestly, I don't understand why everybody's having a fucking meltdown about it, men in general.
Mostly men.
Because they're just talking about doing what every other man who fucking raps has rapped about for fucking decades.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden it's a problem because they're talking about it from a female perspective. A. B. This is not the first fucking song that's come out that females are ratchet in, as people are saying, even though I don't think they're really being that ratchet. But...
I mean, even if they are, like, the fuck's wrong with being ratchet?
Nothing at all, actually. But, like, you know, people are gonna people. But I don't... Here's the thing about this. Even if we take it to the fact that, like, women have been doing this. Like, Lil' Kim has a song where Cisco is singing, how many licks does it take to get to the center of the cunt? You know what I mean? Like, DMX has a whole song where he spends an entire 16 naming the women that he's banged.
And are we not going to talk about how Uchi Wally was, like, the anthem?
Oh,
like,
20
years ago?
Hip-hop historian Jelani Battle Axe brought up a great point that the Whisper song was number one in the country.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you... So we'd rather hear somebody say, wait till you see my dick, than two women, like, proclaiming that they have wet-ass pussy?
Yep. Along with Lady Gaga, who's all over the fucking radio, whose song was all about disco sticks, which are dicks, like, and nobody made a big fucking stink about that when their four-year-olds were fucking singing it.
Like, yeah, there's a lot going on with that. So let's hear some of the lyrics that I love. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face, swipe your nose like a credit card.
That shit's hard, bro.
Yo, that shit, like the swipe your nose like a credit card shit, is probably my favorite part of that song.
Yo, that whole that song, it, including those lyrics, yo, that puts me in like that that. I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of the people that are getting upset about this, they probably just have some really whack sex because like that joint put me in the mood, bro. Like, sorry if that's too much information, but
you know what's funny is everyone talks about the song, the video. I was like, the video didn't really turn me on, but the lyrics kind of did. I'm like, because you kind of imagine and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I dig this.
Shoot, I'll swipe my nose like a credit card. Shit.
What the fuck is it at? I don't want to spit. I don't want to spit. I want to gulp. I want to gag. I want to choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that swing in the back of my throat.
That shit was hilarious.
Yo, I was dying when she said that.
And wait till people learn that Cardi B's ghostwriter is a dude.
That she's openly admitted talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. Like, I think ghostwriting is has been part of hip hop since its beginning. Like, to me. We can talk about that later, but yeah, but you know, like, and her ghostwriter is a legit spitter. Like, he's talented. Yeah. So when people talk about the people that don't know she has a ghostwriter, when they say her lyrics are stupid or they talk about the song like it's not very lyrical, I'm like, you didn't listen to the shit. Oh, you didn't listen to it at all. Yeah, the wordplay is ridiculous.
Yeah, your autumn a freak bitch, handcuffs and leeches, switch my wig, make him feel like he's cheating.
Fire.
Bars. Yeah, and here's the thing.
Bars.
And ladies and gentlemen, we aren't joking when we say when we're talking about this. I love this fucking song.
Yeah. I'm not, yeah. Yeah. And I think you brought it up. Like, I remember you posted something before the song even dropped. You were like, yeah, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are dropping a song called Wet Ass Pussy. And you were excited from the get. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, the song was dope. And I thought it was hilarious when people were, like, really up in arms about this. So I'm like...
Why are people up in arms, though?
So let me go back to, actually, the article I wrote, where... California Republican congressional candidate James P. Bradley took to Twitter saying, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are what happens when children are raised without God and without a strong father figure. Their new song, The WAP, he called it The WAP, mind you, which I heard accidentally, which, bullshit... Made me want to pour holy water in my ears, and I feel sorry for the future girls if this is their role model! Exclamation point.
You know what? He's changed my mind.
Yeah.
I now believe that song WAP is just gross, and it's going to, you know, make this year 2020, which has been great so far, even worse by having all these just loose women talking about wet ass pussy. It's horrible.
No, imagine. Can you imagine? Like, because there's never in the history of ever.
But a wet ass pussy? No, you're right.
Not for that dude. Not for that dude.
That's what I'm saying. For him.
And you're right. He accidentally hear it. Like, I don't. Like,
he didn't. That's what I said to old man. We were in the car. I was like, that dude didn't accidentally hear it.
He went and sought it out. Like, on Pornhub. Looking for, like, you know, transsexual porn or something, and they probably had that song in the background, and that's probably how he accidentally heard it.
Let me tell you, and he'll be the first person he'll be the first person to be like, I can't stand the gay community, and it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. No one cares about what you think. It's like, go sit down somewhere. But the part that really befuddled me about this was him talking about how, if, like, you know, if they were God fearing and a strong father figure, it's like, dude, do you know how many people had strong father figures and were raised in the church and are still fucked up, even more fucked up than people who lived in single parent homes?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's crazy to me. Like, these two women are celebrating their sexuality.
Yeah,
right. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like It should be celebrated that we live in a world where two women could do that without the risk of getting murdered by some religious fundamentalist or something. You know what I mean? Like, what is a standard that they're looking for people to live up to? You know what I mean? Like, are women supposed to just be wearing long black dresses and slips
with turtlenecks?
Turtlenecks, like, I don't get it, bro. Like, shit, like, a pussy is a thing, and many of them get wet and shit. I'm sorry. Like, that's just a reality that we live in. I'm sorry that that bothers him. I'm sorry that that bothers a lot of these incels.
Fuck him. I'm not sorry that it hurts him.
I mean, I'm being very sarcastic.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm just sorry. I'm sorry that they weren't able to experience a WAP in their life.
So, shout out to Panda, who has her podcast coming out soon. I'll let her talk about it when she gets a chance. She sent me this thing on Instagram called Know Your Caribbean, and it goes, quote, WAP is the top of people's conversation with its raunchy lyrics and women dancing in provocative outfits rapping about sex. This discussion led me to curated thread of some of the pioneers of female sexual expression in the Caribbean. Women like Patra, Lady Saw, Denise Belfon, Destra, Allison Hines, Tanya Stevens, the dancehall queens, shaped a generation of us in the Caribbean to know and own our sexual expression. Without autonomy, or policing of men. I love seeing old school dancehall videos where the dancehall queens own the dance and the men's presence or interactions were irrelevant to how women express themselves. She goes, things have since changed. WAP didn't shift me at all. It is not a critique on the song itself. It's a reflection that Caribbean women have been doing this for years, and their impact should be recognized.
I think that partially is probably the reason why I was so okay with it. It didn't really shake my world at all, because, like Panda, I come from a world where women expressing themselves sexually, feeling free to express themselves sexually, is the norm.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. There's still a lot of patriarchy, even especially in the Caribbean. But as far as sexual expression, as long as it's heteronormative, which that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
It's pretty much accepted. I don't know. I for me, people that protest these things too much, I think that there's a lot of things that they're hiding about themselves.
What's the phrase? Thou profess too much?
Yes, that's what's it. Thou protest too much.
Yeah, thou protest too much.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you hiding? What are your skeletons in your closet?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Like this, like song's dope. I like the song. I've been bumping the song. I'll probably continue to bump the song. I added it to me and Valkyrie's vacation playlist. So when we go on long drives, we have like
quote unquote vacation playlist. Yeah, sure, buddy. Sure, that playlist is for vacations.
Yeah, I don't really think Wu-Tang Triumph is on the list of songs that I want to hear when we're doing a damn thing.
What? Yo, Triumph is like the perfect O song. You play that right at the end.
Abomatomically, yes!
But you better put some respect on Wu-Tang's name, y'all.
Nothing but respect on the Wu-Tang name. So I also want, this one cracked me up. I want to talk about Valkyrie. Do you know who Kevin Durant is?
Basketball player?
Yes. So, Kevin, this is my hero of the day. Kevin Durant responds to critic by following and liking all of his girlfriend's pics.
Wait, what?
Kevin Durant responds to a critic by following and liking all of his girlfriend's pictures.
Why?
Just to be a dick.
Just to be a dick.
That is the funniest shit ever. Because
that deserved the Petty Award of 2020.
Yeah, that's definitely up there for the Petty Award. I don't even it's oh god, like I'm just, because imagine like you're talking shit about Kevin Durant, then you come home and your girl's like, oh yeah, Kevin Durant's following me now, like he liked a bunch of my pictures, motherfucker.
Yo, you're just like, damn. Yeah, if an NBA player finds your girl interesting, you better hope that relationship is strong, bro.
It may be strong, but is an NBA player in your girl's DM strong?
Yo, my worst nightmare is Drake.
What?
Drake finding my wife's DM.
See, I'm not worried about Drake. I'm worried about Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Oh yeah, nah. Seth Rogen gets into Valkyrie's DM. Yo, it's over for you. It's over for you, old man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do at that point.
It's me and my niece's make a wish.
What happened?
Me and my niece, because of we make a joke because we both have like rare autoimmunes. Our joke is that we have, if we ever get a make a wish, that we'll do our make a wish for each other and include the other, and it's to get high with Seth Rogen.
Yo, can I come through?
I don't know. I mean, are you close to death?
I mean, shit.
He's black in America, so yeah.
I guess you can come then.
Message.
So, all right. So I meant to do this since we're here now. We stopped talking about WAP, but I have it queued up, so let me do it.
Here are some of the lyrics. You ready? Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. Hold up. I said certified freak 7 days a week. Wet ass P word. Make that 4-hour game a week.
Wet ass P word.
Effing with some wet ass P word. P word is female genitalia. Bring a bucket and a mug
for this wet ass P word. I love that he had to explain what P word was. I love it. And then people that don't know, this is Ben Shapiro's punk ass.
Who's Ben Shapiro?
Reciting the lyrics. Go ahead, sorry.
Republican douchebag. Alright.
Give me everything you got for this wet ass P word. Beat it up, N word. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this P word right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card.
Okay, he sounds like...
So wait, who is this dude?
He's just a Republican douchebag.
So who's just reading this?
Yeah, he's got
Is he like a senator or something?
He's like a... I don't even know if he would consider himself a Republican, but he's a very...
Conservative?
I would say, yeah, conservative. I think there's shades of white supremacy in a lot of the things he says. Like, he's kind of a thought leader for kind of...
A leader?
A thought leader for a particular group of people, like no, the Tiki Torchers.
No, I'm just laughing at the idea of him being a thought leader like THOT.
Yeah, I would love to him. He'd be like thought. Another word for whore.
That H word over there. Yo, he sounds like the impression every black dude makes of white people.
Yeah, he's what people think white people sound like.
Yeah. Well, so this was.
Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes.
It's kegel.
This keyboard is wet, come take a dive. And continue along these lines.
He just had to swallow deep. Huh? Did you hear that?
What?
He paused for a second because he had to swallow deep when he said that.
Because he got an erection
exactly,
when he said
that. Exactly, no.
Yo, he has a raging boner right now.
And no, exactly, no. There was a moment where he paused for a second. You could hear him swallowing deep. He was like, oh.
Swipe your nose like a credit card. Ooh. Actually, no. He probably doesn't get that.
Still sounds sexy.
You know what's funny? He probably doesn't get it because I doubt a guy like him has ever gone down on a woman.
Yeah, I doubt it. I think you might be right about that one.
So yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, I had to play that just because I thought it was funny as fuck.
Yeah. And I think his point too, which is if you let it continue, his point is that WAP is what the feminist movement wanted. He said it wasn't for equality. It wasn't for any of that stuff that they say they wanted.
We just wanted to talk about our wet ass pussies.
Hold on.
We just wanted to talk about our wet ass pussies. That's it, right?
Okay.
That's my goal in life.
Two things about that. One, it's common and stupid, but two. Guys who get mad at this song, it's like they're talking about wet ass pussy. What part of this isn't something that you'd want to hear?
Let me rephrase it.
If you're a heterosexual male, why wouldn't you want to hear about wet ass pussy from two attractive women?
Because that song isn't about how wet ass pussy is for them. That song is about how their wet ass pussy is for themselves. So it's not meant for that dude. That's why. And it's hurting his feelings and he feels used. Okay? Like his feelings are hurt and he feels used as a man.
Part of the fun.
That's what it's about.
We're not gonna take it.
But no, but that's really what it's about. It all has to
wet
do
ass
with the fact
pussy will not replace us. Wet ass pussy will not replace us.
No, exactly.
Is that what it is?
Like he has an issue with it because he has an issue with strong women.
So you're saying that when women express themselves sexually without men involved,
it's against Jesus.
Apples have an issue with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
Go figure, right?
Go fucking figure.
I'm trying to find. There's a lyric Meg said. Oh yeah, talk your shit, bite your lip, ask for a call while you ride that dick. So okay. So here is why it's so funny when you hear that comment. Because I'm willing to bet you those same guys laughed their ass off when Eddie Murphy made that exact same comment about making a woman come. Like, literally, because I heard that, I'm like, wait, this sounds like an Eddie Murphy bit. And sure enough, it was when he talked about when you make a woman go, woo, you can make them, like, they'll forgive you for anything. And I was like, yeah, they did say that. I'm like, oh, that's...
Is that your old sound?
You know, my old sound... sounds like Spider-Man's web shooters.
Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah. I just make that noise. Like twit 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 twit. Oh man!
Now I have that image in my head. Fuck.
Totally worth it.
Speaking of strong women.
Oh yeah, speaking of strong
black women.
Speaking of strong black women, Javi, break it down.
What am I breaking down?
Dude, really?
Strong black women?
Kamala Harris.
Dude, really? Kamala Harris. What? Do you have a problem with her?
Is she in the news right now? Like, is there something going on with her?
I heard that she's somebody's VP.
Oh, yeah. Some racist dude.
Listen, I don't care.
I care.
Some old racist guy that didn't want her to go to school when she was a kid or some shit like that. So today, I don't know when this episode is going to go out, but...
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. So the time of this recording, Kamala Harris has been announced as Joe Biden's running mate. It's a pretty intriguing pick. She's a very well-respected senator. She is a brilliant politician. She started off life in the criminal justice system as an attorney general. With that, there's some controversy in regard to the way she implemented some of the criminal justice reforms in California. People say that she was a little too harsh when it came to sentencing and other things. So we'll see how that shakes out during this election. I think the most interesting thing about this pick is the relationship that they had during the Democratic primary. Kamala Harris really did not pull any punches when she was dealing with Joe Biden. She pretty much called him a racist. She pretty much called him out for being against busing, saying that he was aligned with white supremacists and all this other stuff. But as a student of politics, I am not going to really let that paint her in my mind because especially during primaries. In debates during primaries in particular, politicians say what they need to say to gin up their base, to get the votes they need. I know this is the main reason why a lot of people are cynical, but I mean, it's just the reality of their field, right? Like, it's not necessarily lying. I mean, Joe Biden was against busing. It was a lot more complicated as to why he was, but she didn't want to focus on that at that time. So with all that said, I think that she's a good pick, man. I think that she makes up for a lot of the deficiencies that Joe Biden brings to the table.
That was my
She's super eloquent. She's not going to be gaffe-prone as Joe Biden is.
What's gaffe-prone?
A lot of times Joe Biden gets a lot of flack for saying things that seem a little insensitive or... people consider them racist, but it's really just, it's old man brain, right? Like, I'm not calling him senile, I'm just saying, like, he's an old white dude, right? There's only so much you can really expect from him when it comes to eloquently talking about race and racial issues, right? For me, it's not necessarily what he says, it's what he does, and his ability to learn, right? And his acceptance of new ideas, which I think he's proven that he's able to at least accept and include new ideas into his platform, which is very important to me. He understands that this is a team effort, and I think him picking Kamala kind of exemplifies that, right?
I agree, but can we also acknowledge the fact that he did this specifically because it was just a great strategic move?
No, yeah, no. That, let me say that again. Yes, everything, and that's why I give politicians a lot more leeway than I would individuals not in politics, because everything they do is strategic. Like, people tend to see that as a nasty part of politics, but that's how you politic. You have to be strategic, right? You're vying for votes. At least you have to be strategic when you're vying for votes. That's one part. The second part is, how do you govern once you get those votes? And both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have proven to me that they are capable legislators, right? They're capable politicians, both as people that are trying to garner votes, right?
Yeah.
To gain those votes. And once they get into office, right, they show a passionate need to do the right thing. And that's what's important to me.
What would So for the uninformed, this is me included, what would the uninformed think that, what does Kamala bring to the table in going forward in terms of, like, voters?
Okay, so I try not to get, like, I know what I sound like when we talk about this stuff on this show, because I try not to get too much into the weeds, because obviously we could have a whole episode about that question alone.
Yeah.
But I'll say it like this. We put a lot of weight on the vice presidency, who they choose as vice president. It yes. really doesn't matter at the end of the day, right? Like, the vice president doesn't really have that large of an effect on the election.
Unless Joe Biden really is senile, gets dementia, and Kamala gets to take over.
Yeah, I mean that's the most important thing. Like, they're one, they say that all the time, they're one heartbeat away from the presidency, right? Like, you know, she becomes a second person in the line of presidency if anything happens to Joe Biden. So that's the crucial component. But at the end of the day, what matters the most is what Joe Biden does. I think with her being his running mate, she's tied to him now. Like, she's probably the few people now that can directly affect the things that he says and talks about on the campaign trail.
So you say that it's not important, but I can go back to when Sarah Palin was the VP and she lost. What was it? The fuck is his name? Who was Sarah Palin running with back then? I can't remember his name.
John McCain.
So yeah, like, a lot of people can say that Sarah Palin cost John McCain the election because she was, you know.
Yeah, but she's what I would call an outlier. Like, Sarah Palin was just, like, she was just a bad pick, right? I'm not a fan of Sarah Palin, but she was the first major female vice president nominee, right? And I think she was under a lot more, she was under a larger microscope than a lot of other VP candidates were. One, absolutely, because she was a woman, and two, she was really vocal, and I think that to her detriment, because she didn't really have a lot to say.
So the reason I bring that up is because, like, can't this be a situation where Kamala Harris gets a lot of votes for Biden because of who she is, and if we're going to be honest, because she's a black woman. She's a black and she's a woman.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think the calculus was getting her to secure the vote. I think Joe Biden, he has enough political cachet to garner a large vote just on his own.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think Kamala Harris really adds to that. I think what Kamala Harris adds is, one, a sense of diversity, right?
Yeah.
Kind of counterbalancing the fact that he's an old white dude. I think he made a promise that he would nominate a female vice president. He made that promise when he got the nomination.
But we've also seen people who, but you know as well as I do, and I'm pretty sure everyone else can acknowledge that politicians do lie.
Well, that's the thing. I personally, I would say everybody lies. And again, and this is just in the weeds, right? Like, politicians lie, but they also don't.
Break that down, please.
So, I'll use Kamala Harris talking about Joe Biden and busing, for instance, right? She said that Joe Biden was against busing, which made it harder for little girls like her to get into certain schools in certain districts that might have provided them a better education. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lie. But the way she framed it made it look like Joe Biden was against black children getting a proper education. But when you look at the busing conversation holistically, you understand that many people were against busing, including many black leaders and black people in the community. Because what busing actually did, it allowed communities to ignore the funding needs to inner city schools and focus on the fact that they believed that black students benefited from proximity to white students. Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people, including Joe Biden, were against a certain form of busing if it neglected the needs of schools in the inner city, which that form of busing ended up doing. Because even after busing, you know this, we grew up in Boston, which was a major controversy when it came to busing. Mm-hmm. It did nothing to help the inner city schools.
At all.
It made them worse.
Yeah.
Right? So she didn't necessarily lie, but she said what she had to say to make her point.
Yes. So what do you feel
about...
Does
that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
What do you feel about the people who will... who have the theory that she dropped out of the election because she knew that there was no point in that Biden was going to pick her anyway?
I mean, so these conversations are happening. These conversations were definitely happening between different camps. Negotiations. That happens. Like, I don't know if you used to watch the show Veep.
Nah, I've heard of the show, but I've never actually seen it. What's it about?
I've never heard of it.
So Veep is a comedy. It's kind of a satirical look at the vice presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Starring
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes, from Seinfeld.
I fucking love her, man. She's great in everything she's in.
It's a great show, and it's again a satirical view of the vice. Yeah, I can't speak. But it kind of shows you somewhat of the inner workings of the executive and presidential elections. And there's a lot of backroom deals happening all the time. Like they say this all the time. Like, Republicans and Democrats on CNN hate each other, right? And this is, like, not even within party, but like, between two different parties. Like, on CNN and Fox News, Republicans and Democrats hate each other. But a lot of them get along in private. And they have conversations and negotiations in order to get things done. And that's also what happens during elections. So I'm pretty sure at some point Kamala Harris's people... I'm not going to use Kamala Harris as an example because her party kind of imploded from the inside out too as well. There was a lot of infighting within her own campaign, yeah, which kind of caused her to leave. But even with that, I'm pretty sure that there was some conversations once they found out that Joe Biden had a lead that could not be bridged. I guarantee you a lot of people were having conversations with his camp about what their role would be like in a future Biden administration.
So, fun fact for you, She has won 11 Primetime Emmys for Veep.
Yeah, the show's dope. That show was like one of my favorite shows. Oh, wow.
Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series from 2014 all the way till
2017. Yeah. Dope show.
I'll find it and I'll check it out, because I like her in general. Like, she's always funny, she's always great, so I'll check it out.
Like, if you watch it, don't take it super seriously, like some historical, like, documentary. But, yeah. I mean, it's, in a lot of ways, through the comedy, it kind of shows you how government works, man. Like, it's not, there's a public face of government, which is, like, elections and campaigns and debates. And there's a private face where things have to get done. Like, politicians serve a purpose. Like, people are very cynical about politics and politicians, right? And that's understandable, because the public face seems really fake and disingenuous for a lot of people, right?
Yes.
But that's really because what most people are paying attention to is the popularity contest. You're trying to get as many people as possible. Well, go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just commenting that essentially, when you break it down to it, what it comes down to, it really all it is a popularity contest.
But that's just the elections.
Yes.
After that, shit needs to get done. And then there's a whole support system, professional bureaucrats, right, that help draft these laws and make sure, like, you know,
we have checks and balances while we have the executive, legislative, and judicial systems.
Well, yeah, that's the most basic outline of government.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets more complicated from that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a legitimate thing that a lot of people really don't understand its importance. So anytime I hear somebody say, like, politicians lie all the time, or, you know, anybody could work for government and all this other stuff, I get where that comes from, but it's a little disappointing.
I will say that I agree that politicians do lie. I agree with that 1,000%. But someone saying that anybody could do that is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, it's like when someone says, like, when anybody says, well, I could do your job.
Yeah.
No, you could not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it was like that episode of New Girl when Winston was like, I could run a bar. And it was like, no, you couldn't. Yeah. And then when Nick Miller was like, well, I could be a police officer. No, you couldn't. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny when people say, like, when they think they're so bold to say that they could do that. Because you have to go to school for this. You have to. There's more to it than just making a decision based on what you think is right and wrong. Because
you don't have to go to school, but the best politicians tend to go to school.
Yeah, thank you. I know, because we have a president who, you know, I forgot about that. But again, like you said, the best politicians are the ones, because, like, when someone goes, well, where's my tax dollars going? You can find out. You can legitimately find out where your tax dollars are going, but people don't want to take the effort to actually do it.
Well, I'll make this example. So a lot of people would say, Barack Obama is one of the best presidents in their lifetime.
Okay.
Right? Even if you didn't necessarily agree with his politics, you could kind of understand at a base level that, like, he seemed like he knew what he was doing as president. Right? Like, things worked smoothly, especially if you compare it to, like, the current administration.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Obama was a constitutional scholar. Right? Like, He studied the fields that, like, the people that developed our form of government studied. He understood the inner workings of government. He understood what his role was as president. And he was able to, through a crazy amount of opposition, he was able to get a surprisingly large amount of things done.
Yeah. And that's the thing people always, when someone goes, well, he didn't do anything, I'm like, well, he did a lot, but you also got to remember how many times he's proposed things and then they were dismantled. And then you have, well, then, like, people now will go, well, Obama didn't do this. Like, no, Trump stopped a lot of, or has slowed down or even halted a lot of the things that he put in, that Obama put into effect.
But yeah, and a lot of things that he did do aren't things that people that really don't pay attention to politics would even kind of perceive, to be honest with you, right? Like, that's one. And two, people get their information about politicians from, you know, Fox News and CNN, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And if Fox News tells them that, or if Trump tells them that Obama didn't do anything, well, shit, according to them, Obama didn't do anything.
Before we move on to the next topic, do you have anything else?
Just vote, man. Like, vote. I think the Biden-Harris ticket's a really strong one, man. Those are really two very capable politicians, man, that I think together could do great things if they're given the chance. I think they have the capability to build a really great team around them. That's another thing. Like, politicians aren't, you know, they're not on an island. The more important than who you elect is who the people you elect bring with them into power, the team, the cabinet. I think that's the most crucial component. The group of experts around them.
Danielle Hot Sauce posted something that I know you shared. Would you like to repeat that?
I don't have it in front of me, but I think I know what you're talking about. She was just, so, you know, in Massachusetts, there's a local election coming up.
On Monday, right?
In September. Yeah. Sorry. Yep. I think that's the primary. I don't remember. I just got the mail-in ballots. A lot of people were talking about the Harris-Biden ticket. But it doesn't seem like there's that much attention for local politics, which, honestly, for a lot of us, they affect the things that we care about, whether, especially like criminal justice, defunding the police, you know, everything that we hear, like all these talking points that we hear, like, you know, Joe Biden as president will be very powerful, but he has limits, and a lot of the things that we want change need to be happening on a local level. So as much as we pay attention to what's happening nationally with the presidential elections, we need to be paying attention to local elections as well.
I just want to point out, to your point, I want to, if people in Boston, in Massachusetts need an example, we can look at how our people in charge have taken with COVID, and how, like, we went from having one of the highest rates of COVID to being one of the few states in the country that aren't a red state. So when Fuckboy was like, oh, we're gonna open up, Mayor was like, nah. Governor was like, nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, and our governor is Republican.
Yeah, so, like, imagine that. Like,
I mean, there's Republicans that are very much against him.
Yeah.
So, that's, like, the thing. Like, the dynamic changes when the more local you get, the more local a politician is, the more exposure they have to the people that elected them.
Yeah.
Right? So they have to make better decisions.
Yeah, but I agree. And it's just funny that, like, you know, it's more than just a presidential election. I think Kamala Harris getting the... I think we kind of all saw it coming, but because how everything has been so fucking weird, we've just been worried that things could get worse.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I would rather see, like, Elizabeth Warren.
Really?
Yeah, I would rather see her as vice president.
I thought that's who they were going to pick.
Yeah, but I understand why he picked Kamala Harris. Again, she's still a strong pick. Like, if you ever see her in Senate committees that she's part of, like, grilling, like, anybody, like, you know, you can't help but to respect her.
So, moving on, I want to bring up a topic that I've been dying to talk to you about. Let me get my wrestler voice going. Welcome to COVID is Jericho.
Wait, what?
This dumb motherfucker, Chris Jericho, he has a rock band, a metal band called Fozzy.
Okay. Fozzy, like the Muppet?
Fozzy. Oh, all right. So this dumb motherfucker had a concert maybe like 4 days ago. Ask me how much social distancing there was. I'll answer. Zero. Valkyrie, this is how much social distancing was.
Oh, at the concert, yeah.
Yeah. So this is also funny. So my favorite part about this have been the tweets to this. And one of them has been, imagine going to heaven and having a conversation with St. Peter. And it's like, welcome to heaven, my child. How did you get here? I died from COVID after going to a Fozzie concert.
How do you explain that?
And it's funny. You're going straight to hell. Because it's funny, he has a bunch of someone posted a picture of him with a mask, and it says, wear a mask. But, you know. Meanwhile, he's at a concert. Nobody's wearing a mask, obviously, because they're performing. But no one's wearing a mask. He's also the same person who criticizes like the WWE when they were still having performances and stuff like that. And it's like he always has something to say, but it's hilarious that he's doing this. But he's eating just fine. And I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't count his money because who the fuck am I? But here's the kicker: he's not the only one.
Smash Mouth.
Yep, Smash Mouth plays a packed, unmasked crowd Surge's motorcycle rally. Let's see.
Listen, they're just weeding out their own. It's fine. Keep on doing it. Weeding them all out.
Is Smash Mouth really worth your life?
Bro, no!
None of them are! I'm a big Lupe Fiasco fan. I want to see Lupe Fiasco. I want to see Lupe Fiasco, Neo, and Bruno Mars in concert before I die. Do you know what I'm not risking to go see them? I'm not risking COVID or my life or my wife's life to go see these assholes. I'm not these assholes. To see these incredible performers. Fuck that.
I mean, Neo's a really good performer.
Yeah, unless I'm getting a private concert, I'm good. Like, unless he's singing for, like, me and my wife, I'm all set.
Yeah, via friggin' WebEx or, like, Skype or some shit.
So, frontman Steve Harwell said while headlining the Buffalo Chip concert, said, "We're all here together tonight. Fuck that COVID shit."
I mean, so Smash Mouth is not that great of a band at all. They're like big claim to fame is like I'm a Believer from Shrek or like.
That's them.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I know any Smash Mouth. I'm trying to think of.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else super popular that you would know.
Nah, don't even try. Like I don't.
I'm like looking at their like popular songs and I'm like, no.
Then she coughed in my face and I got COVID.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
I mean, I just don't get the big appeal of why anybody would want to go see them. It's funny because I've seen a bunch of posts about it from friends who are like avid, like, you know, like music concert goers and like whatever. And they were like, really? You'd risk your life for fucking Smashbox? Smash Mouth, whatever the fuck their name is.
What if they're really big Shrek fans?
Apparently, I don't
know. Then stay home and watch that shit on fucking Netflix.
I don't know, man. Yo, listen, like Maria said, like do you, bro? Like it's not gonna be me. You're not gonna find me there. But you know, if you want to go out there and risk your life, go right ahead, bro. There's more social security for me when I retire.
Yeah, I'm completely all set. Yeah.
What do you think, man? There's a reason why, you know. It's called survival of the fittest, man. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. All right, before we go, I have a special you can get with this or you can get with that.
You can get with this or you can get with that. Oh.
So this one's specifically for Hobby. I'm pretty sure Maria doesn't. Actually, the last two you can probably get into, but the first three specifically for Hobby. These are all over or underrated topics. Are you ready?
Sure.
Over or underrated topics?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Javi, foot jobs, over or underrated?
Foot job? What's a foot job? Like, rubbing your dick with a foot?
No, he's fucking jack you off with your feet, with their feet.
Instead of their hands.
Is that even rated? Like, is that rated?
Yeah, foot jobs are awesome.
No.
Oh.
Foot job. Overrated. A foot job is fucking overrated.
You've never gotten a good foot job.
I mean, I don't have a penis, so, and I'm definitely not letting you put those claws that you call feet anywhere near my vagina.
I've actually put my toe in a woman's vagina before.
Somebody let you put that nasty-ass toe in their vajay? Yeah. Ew. Have you seen his feet?
I'm a Valkyrie. Overrated.
Overrated? I'm going underrated if you get a good one.
Feet be ashy and fucking hard. Feels like sandpaper. No.
Hand jobs. Over or underrated?
Mm. Underrated. Good old fashioned comes in handy sometimes.
I see what you did there. I think hand jobs are underrated. I think they're underrated depending on where you get them at.
What do you mean? Like a seedy massage parlor? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. That could be an example as well. But, like, if you're, like, kind of in a movie theater and, like, you know, you get a hand job, it's fucking awesome.
All right.
Titty fucking. Over or underrated?
Ooh, depends on the mood.
I think titty fucking is overrated. I did it when I was younger, and I just didn't really get the appeal. I was just happy to have my dick on anything.
No, it has to be part of a larger repertoire of sex moves. Like, you know. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you add that to, you know.
You know what? You've swayed me. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. All right, so Valkyrie, these next two you can get into. Shower sex.
Under or overrated?
Yeah. Younger, underrated. Older, overrated.
No, I feel like even younger... Overrated. Man. It was hard, man. There'd be soap and water and slipping, and there's nowhere to put your leg. There's nowhere, like, no, it's too much, like your body's rubbing. You want it to be great, but really, it's like just a lot of, like, I mean, it's probably better for men than it is for women.
Let me tell you, I don't think so.
I feel like water in the shower, for some weird reason, tends to have a negative effect on WAP.
It does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's better for men than it is for women.
Let me tell you, giving and receiving head in the shower is under fucking.
Okay, head is different though.
It's different.
Having sex in the shower is a lot of fucking, like, maneuvering and, like, it's knocking annoying. Shit over, and unless you have some great fucking the fear, sex shower.
And then there's the fear of death.
Like slipping and falling, like.
Valkyrie, you make a great point. I think the few times I did enjoy shower sex, it was in, like,
a
really large shower.
Exactly. Like, if you have the space, you got a bench and shit, then yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, 69ing. Over underrated.
Shit. Super underrated. Like underrated.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. I can agree. I agree with it 1,000%. I forget who said this, but the funniest shit ever.
Is it underrated, though, by people?
I don't think it can be rated enough.
So, I forget what comedian said this, but he was like, if you're going to 69 with a woman, and you're a guy and it's a woman, and you're a guy, he goes, please have the common courtesy to at least be on the bottom.
Wow.
I mean, it depends, bro.
Yo.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. The few times, when I've done it, it's been like either or.
Yeah, I feel like if you were trying to dick my face, I'd be really upset.
But it's also one of those things.
Like, if I can come at it, it's much easier. But if you're dicking my face, that's a problem.
I don't know. The convention
like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm an oddie. Like, I've been on top.
Yeah, for you, I'm saying. For you, it might be magical. For me, I don't want my face to be dicked.
Well,
I don't know. There's something to be said about a good face fucking.
Yeah, a good face fucking is fucking.
I mean, I love a good face fucking, but I don't want to be the receiver of that face fucking.
Yeah.
I know. I want to be the receiver. I don't want to be the giver.
That sounds selfish as fuck.
I was really selfish. I don't care.
Being selfish as fuck for this wet ass pussy.
The influence that Cardi B and Megan
have
on stealing your wife. Just making them selfish and shit.
Oh, did I tell you?
Why you dick in my face? I don't have control. I can't breathe. That shit hits me in the nose, knocks out one of my teeth.
Wipe your nose like a credit card.
You think it's overrated?
So, can I tell you I'm remixing the WAP song to Wide Ass Penis?
I'm with that. We should make a video.
as long as you have
the same hairstyle and everything.
As long as you can wear the outfits I'm in.
I'm definitely in, bro.
All right, this has been the Old Man Way Show. I want to thank my lovely life, the Valkyrie. I want to thank Super Bowl Javi for Skyping in.
Thank you.
Don't forget, you can find me at oldmanwadecom, OldmanWadeCom. Oh, wait. Yeah. OldmanWadeCom on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on The Old Man Wade Show, where recently we've just been posting, like, funny pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I realize that we don't really post a lot of serious shit because it's like, you know, fuck it. Let's just have some fun while 2020 is still being a giant piece of...
If you're tired of being... getting negative shit on your timeline, just come to the Old Man Wade Show Facebook page, man. Yeah. You'll enjoy yourself.
You can find Super Woke at Let Shit Record, L-E-T S-H-I-T R-E-C-O-R-D. Even though he never uses it, but I promote it anyway. You can find Valkyrie and me watching another show on Netflix. I think we're going to watch Shameless next.
Are we finally? You're going to let me watch it?
You can watch it with them. You don't give a shit.
You told me not to.
No, I told you I don't give a shit because Fiona's not on there anymore.
She is in this last season.
No, she's not.
I thought she was in this last
season. No, the last season was her final season.
Oh.
Javi, do you have any parting words?
Also, go to oldmanwade.com.
What is that again?
Oldmanwade.com.
Damn it, Wade!